This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, it's always something, isn't it? It doesn't matter where Johnny's at, what state, it's always something edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, thank you for being here. You can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Johnny Boy out as well. Notifications on, that way you will learn it every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter. Search bar, Always Irish, or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishandy@gmail.com. Audio only, anywhere you want it. You can get it if you don't want to see my face. I definitely don't blame you for that. I'm going to try and keep the yelling down. It is early morning in Florida. There's foursome after foursome, like 50 feet over from me putting. I'm going to try. I brought an extra mic, thinking now I could talk a little lower out here with these golfers out here. I'm trying to be respectful of the game, but this, I know this episode's going to get me worked up. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish, former captain, leading tackler, by the way, Mike Goolsby and myself breaking it all down. Oh, we got stuff cooking. We got stuff cooking, folks. Thanks to everybody that's over there. All right. Here's where we're going to start. Here's number one. Every single time I come to Florida, huge Notre Dame news happens like while I'm traveling to Florida. 2 years ago, Ludwig, when Notre Dame messed that situation up and Captain Jack was telling you to donate more money, they screwed up and then he asked you to give them more money. That's how that went. I was yelling about that out here. Christmas time, we got Den Brock on like Christmas Eve or whatever. That was out here. And then right when we're packed heading to the airport, basically, this news drops. It's always something. So now I'm getting skeptical and weary every time I come down here. What the hell's going to come out next? All right. Here's where we need to start this. Obviously, everybody knows the news. Riley Leonard, surgery out, probably all of spring. I'm not expecting him back for any of spring. I'm just counting that done spring. I'm not counting on him being out the rest of spring. Whenever we've been having these quarterback discussions, which, by the way, are really interesting to me. I had on my notes for one of the last live shows I did, the morning shows before I left, I had on my notes, nobody's talking about Riley Leonard. And I was going to bring up how weird that was. Before I even got a chance to bring it up, people started talking about Riley Leonard. And it turned into this whole quarterback thing. And I'm like, okay, people are talking about him. And then we did the night show Friday night, me and Pat. People were saying, what's the over-under on number of games the backup to Riley Leonard's going to have to start due to injury? And we came up with like 1.5 kind of games being that tipping point. Anybody want to ramp that estimate up now? It's just weird to me that I wasn't hearing anything about Riley Leonard, then now it's all boom, Riley Leonard news. What have we always said? What have I always said? Ever since we got Riley Leonard, getting into spring, people starting to debate the quarterback, you know, pecking order, all that. What is the number one thing I've said? If healthy, Riley Leonard is your starter. Every discussion we've had about this quarterback dynamic has started with me saying that. If healthy and everything's equal with that, Riley Leonard's the starter. The issue is, here we are, and we're on two surgeries and we haven't even come close to playing a football game yet. What are we averaging? About a surgery every month and a half since joining Notre Dame? Not a good start. Ooh, that echoed. The golfers looked over at that one. That echoed. Sorry. If they only knew what I was yelling about, they'd understand, I'm sure. The key to all this was, if healthy, the plan is for Riley Leonard to be the starter no matter what. We're two surgeries deep, and we haven't even come close to real football yet. What do you make of that? And the irony is, the real irony in this is, Notre Dame's the one who jump-started these injuries last year in that fluky last play of the game thing with his ankle. You break it, you buy it. And we bought it. So now what? I swear, man, it's always, always something with Notre Dame. Always. Here's the first thing. Kind of a rough deal for Marcus right now so far with these quarterbacks. You ran with Buckner the first year. He lasted like a game and a half. Last year, you had Hartman pretty much throughout, but he didn't deliver what you hoped he was going to. And now we're in this situation. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying it's a really rough start when you look at what's kind of come down the line so far. So this changes things. Every quarterback discussion I've had started with, if Leonard's healthy, well, we're 0-2. So do we need to start thinking about things beyond that or what? I think there's two ways you could look at this. Number one is, these things aren't that serious. This is early. If you're going to have this kind of stuff done, do it now, and then we're good to go for August. I'm not going to worry about it. Not that big of a deal. Sucks that we're losing the spring chemistry that Riley Leonard should be able to build with all of our guys, whatever. But as long as he's healthy, it's going to be okay. This isn't that big of a deal. You can take that position. You can take that position. That's a fair position. If you go, this is off-season stuff, clean it up, we'll be good to go. I also think it's fair of you if you say to me, if we're having these kind of issues in the offseason when we don't have games, how am I supposed to trust Riley Leonard's going to be out there 12 games next year, plus the playoff? The odds don't look good on that. If you said that to me, I think that's a fair place to be. I can't tell you that's not a fair place to operate from. I can't. And so I think either of those perspectives you could have, and they're pretty fair if you wanted to say it's only the offseason, don't worry about it, ain't that big of a deal. But if you also wanted to say, we're 0-2 and we haven't even been close to real football, that's a fair concern too. So this definitely sucks. If Riley Leonard comes out of this fully healthy and whatever, and he's ready to go in summer camp in August, and they're ready for him to start, whatever, but you're not going to have that built-in chemistry. You're not going to have that rhythm. You're not all of that spring stuff. You get on the same page with your guys. He could still learn stuff, but it isn't even going to be the same. The other reality of this situation is that one man's bad day is another guy's luckiest day. Think about that. One guy's awful day is another guy's lucky break. That's how sports are. That's how football is. We've been talking about how important it is for Notre Dame to get the pecking order right of what they want to do at quarterback, how they want to layer this out, what that plan is. And Jelly, Minchie, and Carr are about to get a lot more meaningful snaps because they have to. So here's how I see this. I think the plan all along has been for Carr to redshirt as the freshman on the totem pole. It looks like Angeli's been taking the majority of the backup snaps before this Riley Leonard situation. So hear me out here. If that was the dynamic we're working in, and I'm confident it was, Riley running with the ones, Angeli taking the twos, Carr the freshman, and then Minchie. If that's what it was, and I think that's what it was, big opportunity for Kenny Minchie. Big opportunity for Kenny. Because you're going to get more of those snaps. It felt like he was a guy falling through the cracks. Just not intentionally, but just falling through the cracks because how many snaps there are to go around and where guys were starting at, whatever. Big opportunity for Kenny because he's going to get way more meaningful snaps with the one and twos, whatever, up there. And if he doesn't, bye-bye. Like, if he doesn't even get that now in practice, bye-bye. See you, Kenny. He ain't going to stick around here if he's not even, if Carr starts getting those snaps or something instead of him, whatever this, like, he's going to go bye-bye. So it's a big opportunity for Kenny to really start to ball out here. Like again, one man's awful bad break is another guy's lucky break. And so he's going to bump up a notch, should get a lot more meaningful snaps, and it's his time to try and make a move here. It's his time to make a move here. For him personally, this is a really, really big deal because I've been feeling like he's kind of an odd man out in this, just not intentionally, but just the way things have gone. So I think it's a big deal. Blue and gold game. Again, huge deal. If you're not going to have Riley Leonard out there and you're going to have these offenses be Angeli, Kenny Minchie, and then whatever Carr could do, big opportunity for those guys. Big opportunity for those guys. But it's just, it's weird to me. Me and Pat were, you know, people were joking about it. What's that over under on the injury thing and Riley Leonard and the backup starting? And somebody said two games. And I was thinking maybe we could move that to 1.5 for the over under. I don't know. And so I think one of the bigger questions is, when we roll into August, where does this all sit? When we roll into August, is he totally clear, good to go, no red flags? Like we don't have any hangups or hiccups or cleanups or anything we need to do. And we're starting, or does whatever happens the rest of spring alter that August plan? I guess that's maybe what I want to say. Like, the plan all along, we all know, was for Riley Leonard to be the starter. Does this change that plan? Goolsby did a little video when I was traveling up on Patreon. And one of the things he was talking about was, does this alter the staff's trust in Riley Leonard, that he's going to be able to be out there and play and be reliable and durable and all that? Like, how do you build that trust if you're 0-2 already and we're 6 months from meaningful football? So that's really where this all comes to a head. When we get to August, does anything happening now with the injuries and whatever's going to happen with the other guys in this quarterback room, does that change?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where we're starting at in August camp. Guys closing the gap on the plans, Riley, to start, but we really love what we see the rest of spring from the other guys. Does that change any of the calculus when we get into August? I don't know. But my whole thing, I've been debating with guys about, like, I don't care what else happens in spring. As long as everybody's healthy, it's going to be Riley Leonard. Well, we don't have that health. That was another echo. Somebody just heard health, 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 health throughout this place. It was always predicate. My confidence in the quarterback lineup was 100% predicated on Riley Leonard's health. And we're 0-2 on that. So I'm starting to wonder if I need to throw that out. And again, spare me your troll comments. Told you, John, you're wrong all along. This is a real competition. But no. I'm not letting you do that. Every sentence I've started about this started with assuming Riley Leonard's fully healthy. That's not the case. That's not the case. So you got to throw out a lot of these hypotheses I've had because we're not in that position. The main crux my hypotheses leaned upon is no longer. That's the big question here. When we get to August, does anything happening now with the other guys in camp, however else this is going to go, and this injury history, does that alter what we see in August, how the coaches process August getting into this season? I don't know. All I know is not ideal. Not ideal. All of this time's valuable. Riley Leonard can learn and he's an experienced guy and all that, but it's different when you're the one throwing those passes, building timing with your guys, whatever. And you're not going to have that. So I think huge opportunity. Kenny Minchie is the one who has the biggest chance out of this. And Jelly was already like in that two seat. I think this is Kenny Minchie's time to shine and try and make a run and show people what he could do now that he's going to get more snaps out of necessity. So I don't know, you guys. It's just, it's a little anxiety producing. And I guess it's a good thing that we feel good about this room overall, because it looks like you might need it, right? When we've been saying a lot of these, I've been saying, not even sarcastically, a lot of these blue and gold games, I'm excited to see no Notre Dame quarterbacks. I can't tell you how many blue and gold games I've went to driving on the toll road thinking I don't want to see any of our quarterbacks, because even on their best day, none of them are near good enough. Zero. Too many spring games I've been interested in none of the quarterbacks. We were entering this one, and I'm saying I got four I'm interested in seeing more of. Well, it's a damn good thing you're building depth, because look where we're at. So I want to know what you guys think about this. I want to know if you think this changes the long-term calculus for August and the plan of what Notre Dame wants to do. I'm really interested in what you think. This is getting complicated. Here we go again with nothing with Notre Dame being black and white and just straight up. There's always something. It's always something. And the last couple of years, every time I get on a plane to go to Florida, it's always something, and it's something big. Let me know what you guys think, but these are wild times in the Notre Dame quarterback room. It's getting dicey. It's getting dicey. Or maybe you think we're 6 months from the games. Everybody chill out. No big deal. Maybe you think that, write that. Tell me that in the comments. But my sarcasm is going to come back to you and go, we're two surgeries deep and we haven't even come close to football where somebody mean and mad wants to hurt you. I don't like my odds. All right. I'm going to be done for now. We're going to let the golfers play without me interrupting them. Let me know what you guys think about this, and I'm sure I'll hit you back with the next thing. Let me know what's up with this.